Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Zelensky in D.C., Hamas University, inflation steady-ish, and money deferred. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Ukrainian president Zelensky was in Washington yesterday, made another in-person plea for more money. This was his third visit since February 2022. Met with some members of Congress in the morning and then with the president in the afternoon. Right now, Republicans are not moving forward with the spending package because they're holding out in exchange for some more border funding and immigration policy. It's unlikely that anything will get passed before the Christmas recess. The president of Harvard, Claudine Gay, is not being fired. The Harvard Corporation unanimously voiced their support for their president. And they said, don't worry about all that plagiarism stuff either. She proactively said she's going to go back and add the quotation marks that she missed. By the way, it's not called plagiarism anymore. They call it inadequate citation. Inflation numbers at 3.1% this last month. You'll hear that inflation is slowing, which is kind of true, but that's not the same as prices going down. Inflation at 3.1% is compared to last year's prices at this month, which were 10% more expensive than the year before that. So prices are still going up. Prices today are still more expensive than last year. The Federal Reserve meets today to decide about interest rates. The House will also vote today on a formal impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. It's a 14-page resolution which directs the House Oversight, Judiciary, and Ways and Means Committees to continue their ongoing investigations as part of the existing House of Representatives inquiry into whether sufficient grounds exist to impeach Joe Biden. There's only one Republican who said he will probably vote no, Ken Buck in Colorado. Shohei Ohtani, the highest paid athlete in American history, $700 million over 10 years. He decided to defer his payments until after his 10-year contract. So each year he would get $2 million and defer the other $68 million until 2034 when his contract is up. Why? Well, two reasons. First, if he moves out of California after 10 years, he could avoid some 13.3% California income tax. But also it could free up money for the Dodgers to hire some other big names and top talent to LA and get a better team and maybe win some championships. Would you take that deferment if this was your deal? I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, far-left college campuses are being scrutinized, as you know, because of the Israel-Hamas conflict, and that is a good thing. For almost a decade, progressive zealots have called the shots in far too many academic situations. Now the lunacy is being challenged. However, a surgical approach should be used when talking about specific people and places. General condemnation is a useless exercise. Fox News commentator Pete Hegseth says he's sending back his Harvard degree, totally repudiating the school he attended. Well, that's certainly Pete's right, but I am not along for that ride. I'm proud of my Harvard master's degree. I learned a lot there, met some excellent people. Granted, Harvard is far more radical now than it was in 1995 when I was in Cambridge, but that doesn't negate my experience. Likewise, Marist College, where I received a degree in history. My experience there was incredibly positive. The school gave me, a working-class guy, a number of academic and athletic opportunities. It was fabulous. Well, today, the Poughkeepsie, New York campus is woke and full of ridiculous radical instructors and administrators. I hate what has happened there, but I respect my experience. Life is like that. Things change. All we can do is try to right the wrongs. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. We got Ralph. I have to say I'm against sending any more money to Israel or Ukraine. We can't arm the world, and that money could be spent better here. It's not going to be spent better here, Ralph. It's going to be wasted. That 70% of our tax dollars are wasted here. It's not. And we'll spend a lot more money down the road if Putin takes over Ukraine. A lot more. Mike, concierge member, hey Bill, you said people on the left will vote for their guy no matter what. People on the right do the same thing. Like you, I've always been an independent voter, but now I will never vote for another Democrat again because they're destructive. I understand that. I'm voting Republican almost exclusively now, but I'm still listening. James Dorsey, Tampa. Hey, Bill, is there any chance when Hunter Biden is convicted that Joe Biden will bow out of office and pardon his son? He doesn't have to bow out of office. He can pardon his son today. Today he could. He'd kill him politically, but he could do it. Vic Carpenter, Savannah, Georgia. I'm a big fan, but I disagree. You said Biden is second worst president in history. I think he's by far the worst. No president has ever done more harm to the country. Vic, with all due respect, and I mean that sincerely, James Buchanan's inefficiency and incompetence in the run-up to the Civil War cost millions of Americans their lives. Millions. Chad Shermani, San Ramon, California, Marin County. Could you please explain our checks and balances when it comes to border security? You said the president could sign an executive order shutting down asylum, but Biden refuses to do that. What other remedies are there? None. He's elected. He controls Homeland Security. Got to get him out. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 16 years ago today, six Democrat presidential candidates held their final debate before the Iowa caucus. The 90-minute exposition tilted the race towards a relatively unknown senator from Illinois, Barack Obama. Here is the story. On December 13, 2007, the White House hopefuls gathered in Johnston, Iowa. On the stage were Senators Obama, John Edwards, Chris Dodd, Joe Biden, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, and Hillary Clinton. The debate was mostly congenial. Ms. Clinton touted her experience. Barack Obama promised a new era of hope and change. Mr. Biden bragged about his bipartisan congressional record.
Senator Clinton.
Fiscal responsibility is a very high priority for me. We don't have to go back very far in our history, in fact, just to the 1990s, to see what happens when we do have a fiscally responsible budget that does use rules of discipline to make sure that we're not cutting taxes or spending more than we can afford.
Senator Obama.
Because of the policies of George Bush and the Republicans in Congress, not only do we have fiscal problems, but we've got growing inequality. And so people are working harder for less, and they're seeing costs from everything from college education to health care to gas at the pump go up. So what I want to do is get the long-term fundamentals right.
Senator Biden?
Just by eliminating the war, eliminating the $200 billion in tax cuts that aren't needed for the goes to the top 1% if you add it all up, and by cutting somewhere in the order of $20 billion a year out of the military for special programs from Star Wars to a new atomic weapon to the F-22 You can save $350 billion.
3 weeks later, voters in Iowa had their say. On January 3rd, 2008, Barack Obama won the nation's first caucus with 37.6%, followed by John Edwards, 29.7%, Hillary Clinton, 29.4%. The primaries dragged on for another 7 months, but by July, Barack Obama had vanquished the former first lady, and in August, he tapped Joe Biden to be his running mate. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.